today, I'm going to take you from different framework, which is one of the Chinese medicine point of view, the framework. Also, we can say it's one of the mind-body-spirit framework to see what we can do to prevent the breast cancer. How can we find the early warning signs of the breast cancer? As we know, often people find out, oh, I got a breast cancer. They say, doesn't make sense. I eat well, I do exercise, what's happening? I do annually check. Everything what I do is perfect. Then why? It is anything what I can do, I can find earlier, and even doesn't have to go through this treatment. Even treatment can be successfully treat breast cancer. But the processing is so harmful, so stressed. All my patients wish they have, even they are successful, go through this treatment. They really don't want to go down this path. So today, we are going to talk about how can we do something. It is possible to prevent the breast cancer? I will give you an answer. It is possible, and also it is doable. What is the breast cancer? What caused the breast cancer? As we know today, if a real problem is to come from where, if we want to prevent the breast cancer, we have to understand cancer started from where. The cancer is not the reason. The cancer is the result. As we know, cause-effect. Cancer is the effect. Cancer is not the cause. What is a cancer effect? Cancer effect by life of the balance. Because life of the balance will cause emotions of the balance. When the emotions of the balance, then will cause your body of the balance. When the body of the balance, then sooner or later, depending on what's the purpose, then breast cancer might show what we call the explore or see at different body parts, which is often they ask, he say, where's your located? Where's your breast cancer located? 2 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, location. It's very important. The Chinese medicine always ask location, location, location. Why? Why location so important? Because the different locations are associated with the different energy path, which is the Chinese medicine reference as the different meridians run through the breast area. Then if energy have a stagnation in the different meridians, sooner or later will cause the breast numbness or can prevent or can be progressed to the cancer. Then we start back a little bit, so this way we can see why. Generally speaking, Chinese medicine always say, okay, so in order to do this, in order to treat these cancers, so we have to create a harmony of the body. When the body of the balance, then the cancer can exist. So what is the signs of the body of the balance? Which part of the body of the balance will cause the breast cancer? As today we know everything is about the energy. All the energy has a consciousness. And then once we say everything is about energy, how this energy runs, what do they run? So Chinese medicine, we say they run through the meridians. The meridian is the energy pathway, allow energy flow freely, allow energy pass through. Generally speaking, there are three major organs or three major meridians directly controlled or directly impacted to the breath areas. First is the liver meridian. Second is the stomach meridian. Third is the kidney meridian, which means the liver meridian, stomach meridian, and kidney meridian. These are three major meridians directly impact breath health. Let me take you to the first one. We say liver is the number one. Why liver meridian is number one? Because Chinese medicine always thinking all the women's health directly, indirectly associated with the liver function. In the other words, if a liver function has problems or liver cannot function properly, will cause many different symptoms or many different illnesses. For example, what kind of condition associated, directly associated liver function disorder? Let me give you an example. First, we know PMS. The PMS is the signs of the liver function disorder. Many women have experienced, if your life become very stressed, if they job stress, if they emotional stress, sooner or later, their menstrual cycle will see the disorders. Or they have PMS. Second one, acid reflux. As today, many people suffer in the acid reflux, but we always thinking it's a stomach problem. But from Chinese medicine point of view, they are not the stomach problem. They are liver function disorder. Because the liver under so much stress, then cause the liver with the stomach relationship of the balance. That's the relationship of problems. When the relationship of the balance, then you have an acid reflux. To control your stomach, to control the acid reflux doesn't mean you fix the problem, you just control the symptoms. But the real problem is your liver function disorder. If you deal with your liver function, you don't have to take a drug for your rest of life, and you can fix these problems forever. It is simple. Because of these common conditions, and most acupuncturists and a lot of Chinese doctors know these simple conditions. It's a relationship between liver and the stomach function disorder. The other one, I will give you the what's called the liver function disorder, sport injury. So if you say, oh, I never play the sport, I want to play the tennis, I want to run, but every time when I do this kind of sport, I often easier get an injury. Either sprained my ankles or I have a tendonitis or all of these tendons and the joints constantly has problems. All the sports, what we call the sport injuries, is caused by the liver function disorder. Because the liver is not flexible. Of course, your joint is not flexible. From this angle, maybe some listener will understand. If you try, practice yoga, then you find that you are difficult to do certain kind of movement. You always find yourself is not smooth enough, not flexible enough, then you have to understand. You are not flexible enough, just the image of your liver function disorder. Your liver is not functioning flexible. If you can deal your liver function, and if you can treat the liver function, maybe you can increase your flexibility. Your yoga postures might turn into the beautiful postures. The other thing for the woman is a common condition is lower back pain. Lower back pain, a lot of people say, oh, I suffer in a chronic lower back pain. Lower back pain also is the signs of the liver function disorder. So if you suffer chronic liver function disorder or chronic lower back pain, to real fix this kind of problems, you better treat the liver function. Name, definitely, the last one is, everybody will know if you suffer in the breast tenderness, and particularly during the menstrual cycles, then you know you have a liver function disorder. That is the very earliest signs that show your liver function are directly impact to your breast area now. Think what I just recommend, all of these symptoms. If your liver function disorder can impact to your joint, can impact to your stomach, and it can impact to maybe even migraine headache or high blood pressure or other conditions, but they didn't impact to your breast. But if a liver function disorder start impact to your breath, which is every month, during the menstrual cycle, you have a breast tenderness, or you might feel that even not during the menstrual cycle, you still feel the breast tenderness or breast painful, or sometimes you have a lot of, you have a seizures in the breast. That's the one of the early warning signs. This early warning signs says your liver function already impact to your breath area. So, we already know, first one is the liver function disorder. Then what caused the liver function disorder, we always want to know. All right. So in order we will prevent this problem, we want to know how can we prevent liver function disorder. What can cause the liver function disorder? First, you have to know the liver disorder or liver meridians has a particularly emotions and a particularly different kind of energy framework or energy frequencies. So different energy frequencies, different energy. We call the different energy frequencies or different emotions will directly impact your liver function. Stress, for example, is the number one. So we all know we have a stress. But today, in the modern life, who doesn't have a stress? Then people always say, oh yeah, who doesn't have a stress? Why my stress cause the problem? Because the stress has a different degrees. For some people, little stress will cause the major impact. For some people, they can handle the more stress because the body type is different. Physical stress and emotional stress and chronic emotional stress will impact to your liver function, which is a lot of time we think we have one of a very old emotions, anger, frustration, hold inside, we cannot let it go. We try, but we can't. So angry, particularly. If anyone has this kind of problem, I strongly recommend you find a different way, find a good therapist, or find someone can help you to discover what is the problem, why you cannot let it go. See, you can change the framework. See if you can change your belief, or see you can change the different angles you might see. This anger, you might see this person totally different way to releasing this emotional stress, emotional anger feeling. Remember, feeling is the power, it's the energy. We all know feeling can cause the problem. We all know constantly these angry feelings can cause the TMJ. People say, why I have a problem for TMJ? Think this whole concept. You're chewing something, you bite something, you cannot let it go. So we know liver, these organs, cannot handle on the stress. And also liver, these organs, doesn't like cold. Remember, doesn't like a cold. So to keep your liver warm is very important. So if your liver has a cold, for example, a lot of people might experience menstrual cycle disorder, which is the cramp during the menstrual cycles, or arthritis. If you have that kind of problems, then you know your liver has a cold. That cold can be temperature cold, and this cold also can be essence cold. Then you have to avoid the cold. So you have to avoid a lot of ice waters. And particularly during the menstrual cycle, do not drink the ice waters, because at this time you will bring the cold into the body. After we talk about the liver, then we go to the second one. The second major organs impact to the breast area is the stomach, because the stomach energy, this line goes through the breast center, in the inner center. So this breast associated with the stomach function. So if a stomach have a function disorder, then also can cause breast cancer, also can cause the breast health problems. Then what is other symptoms of the stomach? How do you know you have a stomach problem? For example, as today, IBS, you can reckon as the stomach problem. Constipation, also you can think as the stomach problem. Body gain weight, also can think as the stomach problem. Diabetics can think as the stomach problem. Then even you might lose hair, also can think as the stomach problem. So definitely we say as a reflex is associated with the stomach function disorder. Also, it's a stomach and the liver function disorder. So when the stomach has a function disorder, then also can cause the breast cancer. Now we have to see, what is the requirement to make a stomach healthier, or what is the problems or emotional problem caused the stomach function disorder? First, we have to understand stomach, this organ, love, warm, hate cold. They don't like cold at all. Then you have to see your diet is directly impacted to your stomach function. So today, many people eat salads, yogurts, all of these cold foods. I know when I say the salad, a lot of people disagree. They say it's very nutritional. I say it's very good. I say very good based on what? Based on what kind of scientific proof? How do you know it's good? Let me state it in this part first, because a lot of time our life directly impact to the diet, impact how do we eat. So the always, my patient always asking me, how do I eat? What I should eat? It's not what you should eat. It's what kind of food after eat your body can digest, your body can process. Your metabolism function is very important. It's not what you what the things what you eat is how can you digest. So let me go back to the salad again. Think this concept. As we know, the takes longer you grow, the more energy you can accumulate. That we all understand. Now, how long takes a salad to grow from the seed until harvest? A couple months. 2 months, and most of the salad is grown in the greenhouse. Now, how much energy we contain in this 3 months, 2 months, 60 days? Most can be 90 days. Now, think about the fruit. Now, if a salad compared for the apple, how long takes apple to grow? 5 to 6 months, double the time. Then double the time, you have a double the energy, and more than double energy because the apple is hanging on the tree. So as we know at high school, we all say something can grow at the highest energetically is more light, right? The more heavier, the more lower than the ground. The more height is more lighter. So if you want a body feel light, you should eat light. We all know you are what you eat. Constantly say, people say, you are what you eat. It is absolutely true. At the first level, you are what you eat. So if you are what you eat, you want to feel light, you should eat something energetically is light. So any kind of fruit is much lighter than the root vegetables. It is much lighter than something grow on the ground compared with the light thing. So that's why I always recommend to my patients, you want the first thing to prevent breast cancer. You want to create a higher metabolism function, or you want to have a healthy digestive system. You have to avoid the cold. You have to avoid raw vegetables. Most of vegetables you have to cook or steam or do whatever what you need to do. And don't constantly eat cold things like yogurt. So your empty stomach put the yogurt. Yeah, it is look like it's a healthy food. You don't have to eat a lot of heavy meat. But however, they are lighter. They are cold. They might cause your function disorder. But once the function disorder was happening, the other many things can happen. I would strongly recommend all the listeners, you can try to go home, look at the mirror of your tongue. If your tongue has a white coating, that means inside your digestive system, inside your stomach is cold. No matter how many times you brush your teeth, brush your tongues, your tongue still turned to the white coating. If you find that you will lose a lot of hair, that means also your digestive system function disorder, your body maintain a lot of water. That means the stomach has function disorders. So deal the stomach function disorder, that's the diet is the number one. So avoid the cold things, avoid the raw thing. Then definitely, and the emotions also is very important. If you constantly worry, overthinking, as today, who's not worried? Everybody's worried. Worry about the job, worry about the something, worry about the health, worry about the future, everything. We are based on the worry. So you constantly emotions in the worry, then you definitely constantly impact to your digestive system, impact to your stomach. And the last one, which is the kidney function. The kidney meridians and the kidney function also impact to the breath area. Kidney is one of the organs, which is one of the important organs, and they come from the before you born. We say all your energy contained in the kidneys before you born. The kidney function disorder can impact to the many health as of today. Many health, for example, your knee. You have a knee pain, heel pains, bone ache, arthritis, hypertension, a lot of immune disease, right? All the immune disease are associated with the kidney functions, the diabetics, bone loss, many things associated with the kidney function. Even tenderness, people say, oh, I feel my ears ring. I try that. In the Chinese medicine, always say ear ring is the signs of the kidney energy deficiency. Menopause symptoms is a signs of the kidney energy deficiency. Many signs associated with the kidney function disorder. So if you already have this, all the symptoms when I say that, then you have to look at your kidney function. You have to deal with the kidney function. So what things, what is the kidney as requirement for the healthy kidney function? Kidney, this organ, is the same thing. Love a warm, hate the cold. Kidney cannot handle the cold. If a kidney has a cold, then what? You have a bone ache. Look at the winter. Many senior citizens want to move to the warm place. Temperature can cause the kidney problems. Back pain, neck pain, heel pain. Arthritis, they are all associated with the kidney problems. Kidney function disorder, well, we can say that. Then we have to ask you, what emotions are associated with the kidney? I know it's one of the most difficult to deal with. Beside this liver, where we say the stress about the kidney is the fear. Look around today. All the modern life is living based on the fear. Everything what we do today. Most health insurance, life insurance, car insurance, security check, security cameras, everywhere. And even health, even drug. It's based on the fear. Even we want to take a nice vacation, so we have to go through the fear. We have to go through the security check. What? It's a fear. We're based on the fear. Constantly visible, invisible. So we suffer. Whole nation, whole world suffers in this invisible fear energy. definitely today has more people has a kidney function disorder because it's the fear, it's the emotions. I know people will say, no, it doesn't make sense. You know, how can be emotions so important? I have to tell the people, you have to recognize emotions is energy. Emotions has more powerful than the normal what we can see because they are invisible. Invisible always more powerful than the visible. Fear is invisible. Your imagination, you put all your imagination into the fear. How can we deal with it? I know it's very difficult. Very difficult to deal with the fear. How can we deal with the fear? Then definitely someone has to go through the meditation, someone has to go through the religions, the practice, have a faith in God, in universe, understand everything happens for good reasons. Otherwise, you always suffer in the fear. Otherwise, you always have problems. Then definitely, different people has a different degrees, has a different ways to deal the fear. Some deal very well, some deal is not very well, can cause the anxiety attack, panic attack, anxiety, depression, all of these emotional conditions. Now I try to put these three major organs are directly impacted to the breast health. So we have to know, as Chinese medicine always say, as long as the energy flows freely, disease cannot enter. Let me repeat it again. As long as the energy flows freely, disease cannot enter. So what is energy? Your emotions is energy. So keep your emotions flow freely. To recognize your emotions is one of the vehicles, your emotions is one of the factors can impact to your health. This way, you will see things differently. Now you can see. There are three major organs that impact to the breast health. So if you can take care of these major three organs at the physical level, at the emotional level, I believe you definitely can prevent the breast cancer. Because you already create harmony. You create the balance. And you know how to do that. And you are able to do that. And try to fix all of these small conditions. When you have conditions, try to fix it. Try to find out what is the root cause of the problem. Because everything is connected. As today, we all understand everything is connected. We cannot separate the body. We cannot separate the joint pain. We cannot separate my knee pain. I cannot separate the acid reflux. Do not separate that when the breast tenderness. You have to understand everything is connected. It's a science to show you have something, function disorder, fix now. Go to the root cause. Watch your emotions. See what you can do, what you're able to do. Find the solutions. Then last one, which is I will strongly recommend everybody. You have to believe in yourself. If you have to have a stronger belief in self, say, if I don't want to get sick, if I don't want to get cancer, then how can cancer come in? I know it's a very difficult cancer. Everybody will say, oh, who want to have a cancer? That's true. Who want to have a cancer? No one want it. But however, why happens? Maybe we have something, small things we didn't fix. So we better fix the small things first. So then if we can fix the small things, then big things will never happen. Body and mind always connect. Do not separate. You have to see yourself at the emotional level and the body level. If you can do that, then you will and you can prevent breast cancer. This is not just a Chinese concept, because the Chinese medicine deal breast cancer for thousands of years. They already discovered everything's energy. It's a meridian. As long as the energy can flow freely, disease cannot enter. So deal the energy. Deal your emotions. Watch the different diet and keep the body balanced. So I believe through this kind of concept, where you can learn, you can heal yourself. So if you want to learn more after this kind of healing, so you can go to the www.breastcancer.com and you can see many things, that your locations, meridians running through the breast, and what kind of early warning signs, and what kind of food you should do, and even what kind of energy exercise can help you releasing the breast tenderness or some problems. So I hope this information can help you. Then remember, you always hold the power and you can hear yourself. Answer always within.